Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, feel free to tune in, because this is important. You know, I'm co-host Dude Talk, and across from me is Organic OK, and this is Satisfying the Greatness Within You, a show that is about just that. Is it not? But you tell me.
Yeah, it is. It is. You actually have the ability to find the actual ingredients that is defining your life and what you need for your life to be successful. And it's so important to have the proper ingredients to allow you to, you know, impact your life in a way that is involving the greatness that your harvest of your experience and things that happened in your past. Those things are partially the things that's being pieced through the actual soil of your soul. And once you reach the part of recognizing all these things, you know, because some people see these things very clear and it's very toxic to them, right? So the toxic part of what something is and dealing with somebody, because sometimes you can feel like you have everything you need in order to take somebody's intellect of cross-determination of their ability. And it can just devastate your mind because you see so many things in depth, right? And you see this person just rub you the wrong way, right? It could be that's not just one person, it could be multiple people that you encountered, and they just, you know, just look at you and you feel like, oh my, stop looking at me, you know? So it's that part that you say, well, how can I get rid of you? Like some people feel like they can leave everything because they feel like they're just that committed to seeing happiness beyond what the actual, you know, reference of what, you know, frame of what's going on, right? So this is the thing. This show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And satisfying the greatness within you, we must understand. When someone, listen, when you invite someone to a picnic that you're having, and everything that you're pinning on the actual table and bringing are, it's things that reference to what you like and reference to the people that you know will like, right?
Right.
So within what we're doing within the frame, it's always going to be things that you talk about is not going to be covering the whole spectrum, right? But it's not your job to be caught up on things that you don't know about, right? You know, things is always things that we don't know, but are we going to focus our time on things we don't know so we can be talking about those things unclearly and unaware to make our life better for those that listen to our message, right? So that's one of the things. We have to be conscious in being greater to our happiness than we are actually allowing the happiness to be completely free. In the harvest to be better for the connection with others, right? So we try to give all of our resources to others to show how smart we are, right?
We're not
getting insight of us being connecting as we connect to others. We got to be free to those. Can I ask you a question, Talk Dude?
Go for it.
Do you feel in your connection to understand others, do you feel at any point in time where your mind is being more purified as you deal with more people, or is it being fearful as you kind of connect in a way with others as you leave them? What is your view?
My view is I have trouble connecting with people at all. I don't know. Maybe it's the way I'm wired. Focus too much on ideas and stuff, and I have trouble talking to virtually anybody. It's a habit I'd like to be remedied, cured of. But I don't know how.
You know what I
tell me.
I found out something. I feel like this guy right here, this guy is a superhero. And every time he connects with us, all he's doing is going back to a place where he can collectively see our ideas in a way that he's, you know, he's not, you know, limited by what we see him being. Talk about this all the time. I tell you all the time, man, you know, the creative that you're bringing to the table is not just limited by what you see in the thoughts of what we have been exposed to understanding within you. Your ability is beyond the ability that we recognize to give you the actual, you know, insight on what we recognize of what you know. Your information could be so much more than what you actually expose. You're giving us just like a little bit of what your knowledge is. As we come to see, we're going to see so many more things that you really know more about what you're talking about than you really give yourself credit to even, you know.
Me personally, I'm searching for some kind of structure to direct my life by, proper illumination, you know what I mean?
These things don't really make any difference. If you're in a library, just say this, you're in a library, it's all a bunch of words around you. Are we short for words?
6 minutes.
You're not short for words, you're in a library. A lot of words there.
Yes, a lot of words, but a lot of education, a lot of hope for illumination.
Now, what do you want to express to the people today about satisfying the greatness?
Yeah, satisfying the greatness. Here, now, you tell us all, what is the first step to doing that? What is the first step to finding that structure, satisfying that beast, personal excellence? You tell us.
You know, one of the things I have to say this, because so often someone is inside of your appetite to actually give you some kind of structure to properly, prepare for that, right? So when someone's properly giving you that, for your ability, one of the things I see happen quite a bit is we distract that, because it's, to waste time on not figuring out what is needed for the person, it can be a distraction to the person that needs the message, right? And sometimes the message that a person needs is more closer to them. And they're kind of using it as a weapon, It's like sometimes people have so much inspiration that they're looking outside of their ability because they feel like the ability has to connect and do so many things. And it kind of, some people just want to feel like they want to be laid back in the information that they're learning. They want to be, in a sense, they want to be kind of programmed almost like on cruise control, right? People want to be like on a cruise control and not really push their mind where the information is really taking them further into the actual ability, what is making them think and be responsible. And some people want to be responsible for their actions, for their mind and the things they do. It's like they have to beat themselves up because they know they are not really filtering the things that they're doing wrong. They just allow their things in their life just to go but wild, and they allow other people to manage those things. And they know if they're managing, they have to be, coherent to see those things. And some people, because they're trying to numb their mind, because there's so many things that happen in their life, right? So you have to pay into consideration every person that needs this message may not necessarily want to invest into the actual experience that's really changing everybody's life as they do. They basically want to be doing this in private because it's so many things that people truly don't want everyone to know that they're this knowledgeable, because they feel like people are going to be bothering them about this, right?
Yeah.
You see people that have talent all the time. It's like, it's not that they're lacking the ability, they're lacking the interest to give you something. It's like, I really don't want to do this for you. You see all the time, you say, wow, you see amazing things about people. And every time you see it, it's like they kind of downplay the ability that they have for you want to actually be able to get things from them. They can really help you. So that's one of the things. Like, if so many people can really help you, if they really helped you, how far would you really be in life? How far would you really be in society? How far would you be in their life and changing their ability of seeing information?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. What do you feel? You don't feel that so many people in their life, you have changed their life because you made them think about things and go about things that they wouldn't necessarily go about, and you changed their life because how you made them think about these things? Have you thought about that, Tough Dude?
I'm introverted myself, and I often ask myself, how do I open up? How do I reach around with the rest of humanity? See, I think the first test of greatness within you is, before you start thinking about personal success, you know, making more money, getting that job you want, that car, whatever, first thing you need to do is ask yourself, am I the best version of myself that I can be? Am I happy? Many of us aren't. So that one basically has to honestly have a moment where one says, I'm going to make a change right now. I will better myself. How? That's a real question, man. How?
Let's take the time. Let's truly take the time to look at the ability that we have been granted to be aware of using, right?
Yeah.
If you had an arm, a left arm and a right arm, a left arm and a right leg, if you never use your arm for years and years to come by, is it going to be hard for you to use your arm?
Of course. Anything works. Anything has the muscle effect. You got to use it or it atrophies and disappears, falls off.
Okay. So connected with somebody, understanding that they're telling you something that can be applied in your life, even if you never necessarily have experienced that, you don't think it's parts of what they're saying is going to build muscle in your experience, it's going to build muscle in your life. But if you say, well, I don't let this person do this, because guess what? This person is controlling my life because they're changing my life, right? Sometimes people make your life so important for you to see that you can't take the shortcut of not knowing. But now it's the same, right? You know better what you're supposed to do better. So when people give people that kind of understanding, some people don't want that because now they got to be responsible. They got to be committed to this. And people are not going to allow them to necessarily do the same thing at this point, right?
Yeah.
Some people think that's very, you know, it makes them very, it feels like, oh, I don't really want this kind of responsibility. I'm going to be responsible for myself and I'm responsible for others because people are going to follow my actions because, you know, and people realize that. Like, once people see that you can do better and what you're doing is really like impacting their life. Maybe, example, maybe you can make some food really well. People say, oh, man, you made me this. I buy it. You make it. You know, that's what people say. We say all the time, people say, I'll pay for it. Just make it for me. Right?
Right.
It's all kind of dishes, right? But think about how many other things that people actually could do that could really help people's lives, right? And those things collectively, those working together, they would change people's lives collectively. People's lives would be so much better because that would be a positive reinforcement of things that people say, wow, I needed this, right?
Uh-huh.
There's so many tools. They got workshop classes to help people learn how to do things, right? But thinking about that, if that was actually collectively people being their best, and that was something that was inspiring others to be their best, how many more people would be in that? For something especially that would change their life, and it was inspiring to be in their life. Remember I talk about positivity is contagious? Talk, dude. Come on, man.
All right. I want to tell you something. I want to get better myself, and you basically made it a point that you have to keep at it, otherwise you're going to start sinking. And that's a point I've heard many times before. So tell me, the first step to personal greatness, what would you call it?
Come on, man. Don't play, man. You got to start using your
muscles. I'm playing. We're getting serious here.
You know you got to use your muscles. You keep asking me. You know it's something you have to do. You ask me as you ain't did it. You did it before. You just don't want to keep doing it. Come on now. You're being lazy.
All right, I wasn't being lazy. I mean, I guess we all need a helping hand.
We do, but don't disable yourself. Some people disable themselves because they don't want to do it. If you did what you did every day, there's no way you would know, but you don't want to do it every day. You want to take 50 weeks vacation and say, oh, I forgot. Of course you forget. Everybody forget. When it, look at this. This is one of the things they tell you about when you're exercising and you're a football player and you're exercising. What they tell you is if you the weeks you don't exercise, you lose so much muscle mass. Your mind is a muscle. I could tell you something a thousand. Look at this, everybody. I could tell him something today to do it. He'll do it today, and he'll wait a month and a half and get amnesia. And he wonder why. If he did it, he won't do it every day. He'll lie. He won't do it every day. And he wonder why he have you bad results because he won't do it every day. You know, if he dedicated himself to do something for every day for a year, nothing he couldn't do for the most part if he committed to every day. If he could do half a push-up, and he could commit it on every half a push-up, I'm guaranteed he'd be able to do at least 50 push-ups. He'd be doing 50 push-ups, then he'd be doing 60 push-ups, then he'd do 70 push-ups. Because he wanted to play this, I can't do this. He wanted to be so committed to I can't do something that he don't realize what he can do because he's so committed to not doing it.
There's a lot of those out there, but I hope when you say he, you don't mean me. You mean me too, don't you? 16 minutes after the hour here, 9:16 here on the program, satisfying the greatness within you. Now, please, get involved. Take the first steps towards personal greatness. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Some of you realize I want to take a lot of steps myself towards personal greatness, more independence.
You talk about it as an amnesia tactic. Like, let me try to hypnotize myself not to do something so I can just be saying it and not doing it and say I'm going to do it and then I'm not doing it. I'm going to say it and do it, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to keep saying it, but I ain't going to do it. What does a person get out of that? That's madness. You know what they say? A person is mentally ill. You keep expecting a person keep saying something and they're never going to do it. They say you're mentally ill for thinking that person will do something different. Now, once a person do something different, you say, oh, okay, that's shown. But if a person just keep doing the thing, saying the same thing over again, and they don't do it, that's the problem. We must be clear to this. Now, this show is based on a number of things. It's based on how do you clear your mind so your happiness don't be distracted by the times of your misery. How do you not allow your misery of your passing strangers in your experiences that people have came in your life and left these things here? How do you do that? How do you get past these things in your life where you are seeing things of miserable people's stories and it's strangers in your mind? That you allow these strangers' experiences to impact your life in a way where it becomes something that you're thinking about for bad purposes or for positive. If you got all these negative people experiences that impact your life to make your life unhappy because you let them take this designated position in your subconscious, you're going to quite often have all kind of trauma. Yeah. Talk, dude. Tell him.
All right. Let me see. I think I get what you're telling me. You're telling me I need to stop thinking about it and talking about it and do it. I mean, I think if I just keep the same mindset, it'll help. But once in a while, you got to stop flapping your gums and use the rest of your body. That's the problem with me. I keep trying to have a mindset. When I really should just do it. Honestly. What I really need to do is, I don't know. Just, that's a problem. I need to know what to do. I guess just, there's no secret to it. I've got to go out there and hustle like everybody else. I can do that.
Everybody, think to yourself, who is keeping you behind? Is it how you're allowing people to sabotage their experience that you're having by giving them the time that you are trying to find for your own self to have? Or is it people taking you places and distracting what you are actually trying to accomplish for yourself by pinning their opposition in front of your peace of mind? If your peace of mind is something that you're not coming to terms with reality, and you, in the subconscious, your mind, it just keeps repeating these things because you don't want the responsibilities overwhelming you, because it's putting you to move your mind forward and not just sit back and not do anything. And just act like life is going to just mentally, you know, disappear, you know. Life is going to keep being here. You, some point in time, you may disappear, but life is going to keep being here. So recognize that. You will see a lot more in your life. Become more. You know, final words, dude.
My final words are yours.
It's my final words, dude. Now, in this show, try to find that greatness within your. See, I can say a lot of things. This is one of the things that's very. It's polluted. Is people give you advice about helping yourself, and a person that actually will utilize the help and wouldn't have no hesitation, they normally don't get the message. It's the people that really are not going to use the message that kind of waste the message in a sense. And that person keeps getting the message. Or giving to a person that just wanted to, it's a comedy thing. We spend so much time with people that's not using it, but people that really were using it with the need it to save their life, they're not even getting the opportunity. You know, so that's so important to recognize that. If you see somebody can utilize it, give it to them at the time they need it. But giving it to them when they don't need it, or give it to others just to utilize it. To, you know, sometimes people don't know what they need at the time that you're giving it to them. And that's understandable, but it's so many people out here that really can use information, and you're not even trying to give it to the people that really going to use it. So what is that telling you in your life? What is it telling you about how you're using your life and what the purposes that you're using and how it's really impacting your everyday experiences in encountering people, right? Because so many people that are dealing with so many elements, it all takes just a little bit of, you know, information that can change a person's day, and not just change their day, change their life.
Well, I think what we're all about is making sure everybody takes steps every single day to do just that. But it's not just about that. It's also about making this world a better place in general. I mean, really trying to go all out to make sure life is just better.
That sounds like something. Life is better. Do you feel that any point in time in your life, do you feel like you know enough to really lead your greatness? You feel like any time, you know, as, you know, you proceed, do you think you ever know enough to not doubt yourself? You really know enough to really succeed? Or are you actually living in a capacity of what your greatness is actually saying? You're giving your greatness a limited access to greater places where people would really enjoy you if you just raise your greatness where it can be appreciated within the conversation of connection with others. Comedian. Talk, dude. Come on. Wrap this up, man. Give a few more words. And everyone, this is going to be my last word after this talk, dude. Go ahead. Say your last thing.
Okay. I want to promise everyone that I'm going to basically make positive changes. I want you all to do this. I want you all to listen to this. Feel your heartbeat and pulse. Listen to it. In the power of this moment, in this moment, make the most of your life, of everything you're doing, of everything you're about. make a real, honest, conscientious commitment to being better. Get better. Be better. Do this. Take steps every single moment to say, I am getting better. I'm not just trying to stay stuck in arrested development because it's easier. As easy would be, I'm climbing. And conscientious attempts to really be better. Everything is getting better. I am evolving. Every single moment, I am evolving.
That's good.
This is revolutionary.
That's really good thing. You can see that as a tool, part of a connection, as looking at a kind of a, you know, art. You know, this is connection is like art. That says our life for the better. This is comedian Organic OK. And this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. And talking to comedian Organic OK and Talk Dude. And Talk Dude, I'm getting ready to get out of here. And everybody, I will be, you know, coming on for another show some point in time and in the future. Thank everyone for participating in your greatness that we have, you know, exchanged as we be a part of each other's time and understanding the magical moments that we truly have in our abilities as we connect in our greater parts of our ideas. The parts of our connection of meditation, and it really helps in a lot of ways. My last words have been finalized. I'm pretty much out. This is Community Organic OK, and this show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm gone, everybody. Good night.
Everybody, I want to basically say the same thing here. Before I go to bed, I'm going to take a few steps into basically making sure I just get a little bit better than I am now. Why? Because it's just about doing something better. Being better. In every possible way. Let's all be greater. Greater things. In every way that can be better. It helps to take deep breaths and remember what's important. Show's almost over now. First step to assessment is take deep breaths. Deep, slow, quiet breaths. Understand what you want that's better. 90 seconds. Think about how every single moment we're not guaranteed a tomorrow. We might not even be guaranteed a later, life being what it is. Make an effort. Do something grander, greater. Feel free to go your own way. Understand who you are, what you need, and what it is. And so be it. That is a natural order of life. Thank you for listening to Satisfying the Greatest Within You. And remember, we're here around... Remember, we're all on the web. We're all around. The number is 515-605-9709. You got to dial a 1 before that, though, like everything else. Weird rule nowadays, but it's what is. Thanks you for listening. Thank you. And good night.